Speaking of defense, before we get back to the phones, 800-636-1067 if you want to join us. Danny, your number one burning issue on that side of the ball as Washington cuts its roster down is what?
Linebacker. What are we doing here? Are we doing like two or three guys and just sort of hope for the best? I mean, you know, Jordan McGee's been hurt kind of throughout. Already had Duke Riley having been released to this point. You'd think Kane Medrano is going to be part of this thing, at least initially, as a draft pick. But it wasn't as if he played that great in the preseason. I thought was outplayed, frankly, by Kaho, a guy that kind of came out of nowhere here a little bit. So how many do you keep? Is it five? Is it six? Is there a special teams consideration? Do you sort of consider maybe a Tyler Owens, like almost part of that room as a bigger safety who's kind of a hybrid type guy? Interested to see what they do at linebacker.
So you didn't mention Nick Ballore, the special teams ace who's going to be on the team.
He's part of it.
And you could almost count him as a specialist, like kicker, punter, snapper, Nick Ballore. And then you go offense, defense otherwise. But Luvu Wagner Ballore. Jordan McGee is in and healthy now. I don't know if you mentioned him, but he's their third linebacker.
So we haven't seen very much of him because he's been hurt so much.
Right.
But yes.
But he was active and played against the Ravens, mm-hmm. So he's now healthy and he's going to be on the roster. So that's four if you count Ballore as a linebacker. And then I think Kane Medrano is a lock. Sixth-round pick, going to play special teams. I guess it is possible they could cut him and try to get him to practice squad, and I'm sure they would be able to. It's very, very rare that anybody gets claimed. But I don't know why they would feel that necessary when he could help you on special teams. And he did flash defensively. The guy that I love is Ale Kaho. What an amazing preseason he had. And I'm just such a big believer in the romanticism of the undrafted free agent making the roster after outperforming everybody else. You want to believe, if you're sitting in a meeting room listening to Dan Quinn talk on day one of camp as a player, that there's some meritocracy to this. For the most part, where you got drafted, Luke McCaffrey, you know, how much you get paid, veteran player that may make the team, whatever. It's not like those are non-factors. They matter some, right? It's not a true meritocracy. But at the very end of the roster, a guy like Ale Kaho being all over the place, flying around, providing size, 6'2 and 230, running pretty well, 4'5 40, great track record collegiately, Alabama, UCLA, background with Ken Norton Jr. All the boxes get checked. I would love if he got in. I think that would be the story of the summer.
Yeah, Medrano's teammate at UCLA, by the way.
Exactly.
And you're watching this happen on Hard Knocks with the Bills. The kid, I'm blanking on his name, but went to Army and was, you know, had an ACL injury for the Jets in like his first game. And all he's doing is everything you could possibly do.
Yeah.
Like he flashes on film. You can't stop watching him. And he got highlighted by Sean McDermott at one of the initial practices and some of their meetings. Well, if you walk that walk and are using someone as an example and your rhetoric means anything, then your Jeremy Reeveses have to be rewarded sometimes. And that's kind of what's happened here.
Be a great chance to do that with Ale Kaho, the college free agent. I would have gone D-line. We've talked, I think, enough about that just with the news of the day. So
it's kind
I'll
of my
say
thought, too, yeah.
My big question on the secondary would be this report that they're shopping Noah Igbinoghene. How about you just have great depth at corner? Like that guy being your fourth or fifth corner a year after he played a lot in the nickel, occasionally on the outside, that is indicative of how much better you are at that position. So you're allowed to be really, really deep and really, really good with Trey Amos and Marshawn Lattimore and the collection of players. I don't know about Jonathan Jones's health. You know, if he, who hasn't been healthy recently, is going to be ready to go week one, then maybe Igbinoghene is a little more expendable. But I would keep as many of those guys as possible or do one of their, you know, younger players like Carlin Vigors or Daryl Worley, you know, somebody like that, get a chance to make this roster. Let's go to Bobby in Warsaw on G&D. What's up, Bobby? Bobby's not there. Let's go to Mark in Landover Hills. You're on the Fan.
Top of the day to you, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. Hey, Danny. I got to agree with you, buddy. I mean, if you're going to put it the way Grant put it, as far as intriguing, I think you made the good choice for defense, man. It's got to be the linebackers, man. I mean, Bobby can only do so much, and I realize they have Frankie and everything, but, you know, is that synergy going to sneak into that bigger front four and help those backers be better? And some of those guys, like Grant was saying, those young guys are going to get a shot, man. And it's going to be intriguing this year watching the young guys trying to make this team, and when they do, see what they can do.
Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Kevin in Arlington. Kev, what's your big question as we watch the Commanders form the roster?
So I thought I was only allowed to comment on the offensive side. Can it be any side of the ball?
Yeah, whatever you want, man.
Okay, to me, it's what it was at the end of last year. Are we now not only bigger and more stout with Kinlaw and others to do what we must do to set the edge and defend the run and get off the field after third down? I mean, that's, to me, the biggest thing. Can we finally be credible at stopping the run, particularly in the fourth quarter? I think John Klein with the Chunkies this morning pointed out we were horrific at doing that.
100%.
That's my number one question about the team besides depth, and can we stay healthy?
Kevin, appreciate you.
Kevin, I'm going to throw you on hold because Darius wants to talk to you.
That was clearly their agenda this offseason. That was the question they wanted answered this offseason, talking about the front office and where they spent the resources on the defensive side. Offensively, it was about the offensive line. That's what the largest turnover and changes are. Defensively, it was beef, size, whatever you want to call it, up front for that very purpose. That was their priority.
An ESPN analyst thinks the Commanders have a really good chance to go all the way this year.